Whereas the City of Bryan and Texas A&M University's historical ties go back to 1871, when a group of Bryan citizens led by Harvey Mitchell donated land to the state of Texas that would become the Agricultural and Mechanical College of Texas. And whereas Bryan Army Airfield was used as the Texas A&M University annex for incoming Corps of Cadets freshmen and returning veterans in 1946. And whereas in 1962, Bryan Air Force Base was deeded to Texas A&M University, adding 1,991 acres. And whereas the former Bryan Air Base, Air Force Base was operated as a Texas A&M University Research and Extension Center for a quarter of a century before being designated as the Texas A&M University Riverside Campus in 1988. Whereas the Texas A&M University Riverside Campus grew into the Texas A&M University Research Annex before transforming into the Rellis Campus in 2016, home of Texas A&M University System entities, including 10 regional universities, the A&M Engineering Extension Service, TEKS, the Texas A&M Engineering Experiment Station, TEES, and the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, TTI, and whereas in 2007, by the way, there's more than that. This is already out of date, because I think we got SFA coming on, Stephen F. Austin, and even more. But whereas in 2007, the City of Bryan gifted more than 200 acres to the Texas A&M University Health Science Center, and whereas recognizing that over the past decade, Texas A&M University and the A&M University System have expanded into the City of Bryan with 7 Texas A&M University System colleges, as well as several Texas A&M University System universities and Texas A&M University System state agencies on more than 2,200 acres with more than $1 billion in investment. And whereas recognizing the long history and partnership between the City of Bryan, the City of College Station, and both Texas A&M University and the A&M System, the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents directed that Bryan College Station will be used as a general location reference for local Texas A&M sporting events, academic events, press releases, marketing collateral, letterhead, and other representations of Texas A&M University and the A&M System where a specific postal address is not required. Now, therefore, I, Andrew Nelson, as Mayor of the City of Bryan and acting on behalf of the Bryan City Council, do hereby acknowledge and extend our grateful appreciation for the efforts of local College Station resident and Texas A&M University System Chancellor John Sharp, local Bryan resident and Texas A&M University System resident Phil Adams, and the entire Texas A&M University System Board of Regents for their efforts to unify our community through their acknowledgement of both cities as home to Aggieland and Texas A&M University. Thank you guys so much. Please give them a warm round. At the risk of what you're going to say, I'm going to let you say a couple words, Chancellor. After I said too many.
Well, I'm like that guy right there. I know what to do to make my bosses happy. And when this one comes up to me and he says, you know, this is the same as Raleigh-Durham, this ought to be Bryan College Station, we have all these assets, it didn't take this old placid old boy very long to figure out that maybe I ought to do that, just like you held the deal for him. You know, just jumped right in there. And so Phil Adams is working with the mayor, you know, came to me, and he's our local guy. And obviously been on the Board of Regents for 18 years, so everybody respects him for his opinion. And I certainly do, you know, on account of employment. I like that. And so the real credit goes to Phil Adams, who came forth and said, by God, it's time. It's time that when we see a football game, it says Bryan College Station, Texas A&M Bryan College Station, see a basketball game, it says that, and when we see the official address, any reference at all to Texas A&M University, it says Bryan College Station. I know you're pleased when you watch these games, see that out there, and I think it's overdue, and the credit goes to this guy right over here, and I'm glad to do what he tells me.
You know, we all know Chancellor Sharp, and he's given me way too much credit. So I want to thank him for really, really getting this done, and getting it done right. And it's a long time coming. We're so proud of the City of Bryan and the City of College Station. Glad to see this Texas A&M University, Bryan College Station, home of Texas A&M, day, make our community better. So glad Texas A&M is right here. And not lost. Got the best. I hope him, because of his leadership the last 9.5 years, it's unbelievable how you think about being transformational. That's something that already is part of just the vast system. But it's really transformed this actually really on the go and really on the move, and as you all see, whether it's relish or lots of things, really on the move. Great thing, great thing. Great thing to say. Sharp. Mayor Nelson. Professor, all of this council, all of the staff, all of you, so much to help us.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
And it doesn't hurt when the mayor calls you 4 times a day, too, and reminds you to put
But what you I'm folks doing good. Doing
downtown,
good.
I mean, when I graduated from here in 1972, I don't know if there were any businesses here. Maybe there were 2 or 3. But when I first came here and looked at it 10 years from now, what all y'all have done for downtown, it just makes everybody proud. I mean, it's just absolutely remarkable what has happened to Bryan, Texas. I credit to the folks in this room, and we're all beneficiaries of that.
Thank you, Chancellor. I will say, normally with our decorum, I usually speak on behalf of everyone on the council, but there's so much excitement about what you've done. And really, you know, Bryan is happy to be a part of Aggieland. You know, we look like Texas, we act like Texas, but we're Aggies. Everyone, and it's no surprise, just like almost everyone in this community, everyone on this stage either has an Aggie ring, attended A&M, does business with A&M, is a professor, teaches. So all these successes that we've had, you know, why do so many Texas downtowns that really were so beautiful, why have they not been able to redevelop? I mean, we ask all these things, and the difference is we've got the secret weapon, and that's Texas A&M, which is an amazing institution. And you can take an amazing institution and be good. You guys are working to make it great.